know, you bring up a good point, though, because I still call people younger than I am old because they're physically old or
right,
they you know, they're not active.
Well, John, it's all, you know, it has to do with your perspective. You know, I never think of myself as old, and so consequently when I see other people who are older than I am, you know, they look ancient to me.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, to catch up with all of us one of these days. Okay.
So out of all of those tickets, I felt like I had to put everything, you know.
Oh,
the
did we win anything?
No,
oh.
No. But I had them all, like, laid out on the table because I had, what, Ernie Adler's,
Mills,
Dwight Millard's, mine, and then there was one other. So it felt like bingo because I had them all laid out to where I knew whose was what, you know, because then there were different colors. So they're, like, calling out numbers, and I'm, you know, going, okay, one person won. Out of all of those tickets, Neil won a fondue set.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. Is he aware that he's the lucky winner of a fondue set?
Yeah, because then he goes, I'm surprised you called me. And I said, yeah, it's that Catholic guilt. No, I called
him.
And he's like, a fondue set. Why didn't you just take it? And I said, because I think every time I would have, like, went dipped into chocolate going, oh, I'm going to get sick. It's that Catholic guilt. I had to tell you. He's like, oh, great. I'll just love that.
Fondues are great. With hot tub parties, and Neil's a single guy, right?
There you go. There you go.
In his neighborhood, I don't think so.
Why? Where does he live?
Oh, they can look right into
it. He bought that house of Emma Slade on the corner of Leonard Drive and Nusser Street over there. So by moving in, he probably lowered the average age to 60.
Oh, there goes the neighborhood.
Between King and Lesser.
Oh.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's that southeast corner of the house.
That is the oddest ring in the world.
Is that just seasonal, John? Do you change it after Halloween? Or? No? Oh, okay.
And does it ring like that for everyone, or is that just a particular person?
No, there's a couple people that have special rings.
Kyle has Jump by Van Halen when I call. It's like, yeah, you better jump. Yeah.
And when the mayor calls, it's Hail to the Chief.
Yeah.
Right. Do you separate rings for separate
people?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can.
You have to download, you know, the
program.
The programs. On the iPhone, you just program it. It's about 30 rings you can program.
I used to have that. Oh,
yeah.
I was up there actually on the phone already.
I've got one person that goes, I never miss her calls.
That's the IRS calling.
No, it's a lady in Reno, so. Don't.
That sounds pretty obnoxious. Is that consistent with her character?
Joyce doesn't leave messages, and you don't miss her calls.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. So you want to make sure you don't miss the call.
That's right.
No, she wants to make sure I don't miss
the call. Does she select the ringtone?
No, but she...
She fits the ringtone.
She will let you know. I called you this morning, and it's been 20 minutes.
She
okay, Joyce, what's going on? Yeah.
Oh.
She's very well off. So
you don't want to miss her call.
No,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right, we ready to go? 9 o'clock?
Yep.
Good morning. We're going to call this special meeting of the Board of Supervisors to order. Today is Monday, September 19, 2011. It's 9 a.m. We're in the Community Center Sierra Room at 851 East William Street in Carson City, Nevada. Alan, could we have a roll call for the record, please?
Supervisor Abab.
Here.
Supervisor Aldean.
Here.
Supervisor McKenna.
Here.
Supervisor Walt.
Here.
Mayor Kroll.
Here.
You have a quorum present, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you much. Could we have the acting city manager, Marina Works, lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We're now at item number four, public comments and discussions. This is the time to, for anybody to talk about anything. The room is empty, so we'll just move on. I think they're empty because they don't want to hear you, Alan. But all right, well, now on item five, adoption of the agenda. Anybody have any changes to the agenda? Hearing none, we'll move to item number six. We're going to have the clerk recorder, Mr. Glover, talk to us about canvassing the vote. Why don't you give us a, you know, we always do this, but tell us a little bit about why we need to do this.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the board. For the record, Alan Glover, the Carson City Clerk Recorder. We are required by statute, you are, to canvass the vote after every election, and that's the purpose for which we are here today.
And the canvassing of the vote means what?
Means that you are checking over the figures to make sure, and I report to you of any thing that happened, not only the election results, but were there any errors made in the election, in the tally or so forth, and then if possible you could correct those, or in the case approve any correction to the canvas, the actual election results.
Thanks, Alan.
It was Carson's only had a few special elections. As you know, Nevada has never had a special election to fill the seat of a United States member of the House of Representatives. The only other special election I can remember was a hospital bond election back in the 80s, so they're highly unusual. And we are fortunate enough to have the state of Nevada paying for this election. We will be billing them, and hopefully they will pay us.
As enthusiasm?
So we will see. And I don't know, I think we gave them an estimate of 20-some thousand, 23,000. And we did try and run the election as inexpensively as possible. And there were just a few minor little things. We didn't give out I voted stickers. We watched the number of people that we hired. We only had one polling location, which was here at the community center, which worked out very well. That was one of the better things that we did, and handled the votes here. We had election day turnout of 3,677 people, so only 17% of the people voted on election day. We had 874 people vote by absentee, which was 4.07%. Early voting turnout was 29.42%, for a total turnout of 50.61. We were the highest in the state of Nevada for this election, which makes sense because this is the home district for Congressman Amade. But it really was good that we, because I thought we built the election on a 40% turnout, gearing up for that. So we beat that by 10%, and that was, they really tried to get out the vote in his party, so that looked pretty good. So obviously the winner of the election was Mark E. Amity with 59.7% of the vote. Tim Frisano, Independent American Party, got 1.81% of the vote. Helmut Lehman, the independent candidate, got 3.22% of the vote. Kate Marshall, the Democratic candidate, got 35.27% of the vote. If you look at the very last page, which is the official balancing statement for the election, it shows the number of people that voted on election day. We had no missing signatures. We had one fleeing voter. That is somebody who signs the roster poll book but fails to cast a ballot. We lost two activating cards. We had put out 800 of them. We only got 798 back. So two people took off with those cards, and one of them we're assuming was the fleeing voter, and they do it for a number of different reasons. There were a number of people who were disappointed that they did not have an option for none of these candidates, but this is a district race. This is not a statewide race, and none of the above only applies to statewide races. So they told us. And early voting, you will see they came in. We had five fleeing voters, and they signed up but did not choose to cast a ballot for whatever reason. We did have several absentee ballots in which they voted. They did not vote for any candidate but proceeded to write on the bottom of the ballot, none of the above. So that just kind of happens. So, but overall, it was an excellent election. It went well. The staff in the election department, Sue Merriweather, you know, and Sylvia Yashimoto did a great job, along with Beth Phelps and everybody that worked. Special thanks, too, to Mitch Ames here at the community center. He went way and above helping us out. you know, taping down the cords and just doing, and Ken from Parks Department setting up and their staff, it really made it go real smooth. We were all set up and ready to go by noon that day. And again, we balanced out by about 8:30. We were all done in this election. So with that, Mr. Mayor, if anyone has any questions, I would be more than happy to attempt to answer them.
Any questions, Alan? John?
You had 10,867 people voting, but you had 10,841 actual results of people that actually voted for somebody. There's 26 different.
Is right.
That the absentee?
Those, no, the number of absentees reported were the actual ballots that we counted. There were more ballots sent out. These are people who probably did not. They signed up, inserted their card, but did not choose a candidate.
Okay.
They cast their ballot without making a choice. And you don't normally see this in a big election where you have multiple seats or multiple races going on. They're hidden. You get these single elections, and it sticks out like a sore thumb. And it happened years ago in that hospital race where there were more people had signed the roster than there were votes, yes or no, for the ballot question. And in that case, we had talked to a number of people. They worked at the hospital and wanted to make sure that they were noted that they had voted, but they didn't want to vote for or against the bond question. Same thing happened here. It keeps them active and so forth, but they just chose not to make a selection that day. And it warns you three times that you've done that, so it isn't like they did it by mistake.
Ellen, I don't want you to disclose anything that's privileged, but you mentioned that some people left with their voting cards.
Yeah.
Is it encrypted with sensitive information? Is there
no.
any concern?
All that card has on it is your precinct number, which gives you the ballot style. But what happens is if you don't use that card within, and I forgot what it's, there's a time set on it, and I think it's like about 15 minutes. That card goes blank. And we had a lady in the general last year who was early voting, and she got a call, and she needed to go back to work, and she came back in several days later. Well, the card won't, it tells you it's invalid. That's the beauty of that system. You have to use it within a certain period of time, or it says it's invalid. But that's the only thing that's on that card is okay. Their precinct, which in the case of a primary, it's a Democrat, Republican, or nonpartisan, but that's the only thing that's on it, and after you voted, it goes blank again.
It would be a lot more dramatic if it just self-destructed.
Yeah. But those little cards cost $2.50 a piece, so we don't want to lose too many of them. $2.50 a piece, and they may have gone up. Secretary of State's office, actually, with HAVA funds, bought us another 100 of them.
So you reuse them from election to
yes,
election?
Yes, to election to election.
Reprogram them?
Yep, they're good, and all you do is reprogram the little card activator, and it has all the ballot styles on it, and we do it by polling place, so if you come here, you can only vote precincts in the 1 and 200s, and out at Fuji Park, you can only vote the 3 and 400s. So.
Anybody else? Questions?
Thank you.
Motion's in order.
Mr. Mayor, I move to approve the canvass of the vote as presented by the clerk recorder for the 2011 special election.
Second by Supervisor Walt. Discussion, hearing none. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Carried unanimous. We're on item number 7, public comment. Again, anybody have any public comment? For the record, there is none. There's nobody here.
With except for the boss.
What? Right. Some may say nobody's here. Okay. We ready to adjourn?
Yes.
So moved.
Moved, seconded. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. We're done. Thank you.
Great meeting you, Bob.